SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden has finally signed a bill that Congress finally passed in the wee hours of the morning last night, avoiding a government shutdown. A week in more details from correspondent Shelley Adler.
President Biden has signed a bill that averts a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366 to 34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85 to 11 vote after midnight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has blocked from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to follow up on those drone sightings. Senator Tom Cotton is worried too many people are laughing off the sightings.
Thousands of drones could fly innocently in America. It only takes one to have some kind of weapon on it.
The Arkansas Republican spoke with the Salem Radio Network. It's not clear how the EU might respond to a new tariff threat from President-elect Trump, who is demanding they buy more in the way of U.S. energy products.
When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of U.S. cities this weekend. This is SRN News. America's college professors say they're afraid.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court had ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is not primarily religious. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling almost 700,000 vehicles.
The issue is that the tire pressure monitoring system warning light on the vehicles may not remain illuminated between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. Driving with improperly inflated tires can increase the risk of a crash.
That is Jeremy House reporting. The government is taking some major banks to court, charging them with fraud risks linked to a popular money transfer tool.
A federal regulator has sued JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the banks failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on the popular payment network Zelle, in violation of consumer financial laws.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor. Two of the banks are disputing the allegations, as is the company that operates Zelle itself. Zelle has become one of the most widely used peer-to-peer payment networks in the country. More details at SRNNews.com.